We are going to continue the hour by talking literature. There is a brand new journal that has just come out with its very first issue ever. It's called Dark Yonder. It focuses on neo-noir short stories, and it's co-edited by a couple of folks that we know quite well here at the station. Eric Pruitt is one. He is the co-owner of Yonder up in Hillsboro and also the host of Howdy Hillsboro here on 97.9 The Hill. Recently had a guest who is joining us here in the studio. She is the other co-editor of Dark Yonder and also a very well-known local mystery author, Katie Munger, who has written is writing multiple mystery series and now has taken on this additional project and joins us here now in the studio. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me this morning.
Tell us about Dark Yonder. How did it all come about? How excited are you about it?
Wow. It was sort of the universe speaking, I think. I contacted Eric and said, I have an idea, and originally I wanted to publish some of the stories that were read at Noir at the Bar, which is an awesome experience.
That they do at Yonder, right?
They do it at Yonder, yep. And it's kind of now spread nationwide, and you have a bar, people come in, they get a drink, they relax, and then pre-selected authors stand up and speak and read for about 10 minutes, and it's just a great combination of people relaxed and literature, and the power of words is so evident, and that had really energized me. So I called him up and I said, can we collect some of the stories? He goes, well, actually, I had a project in mind I wanted to talk to you about. And it turned out he wanted to follow up in the world of noir and neo-noir. There was a founding publication called Thug Lit, and it had gone defunct. And in the tradition of Thug Lit, he wanted to start a new literary journal. And we started talking, and our goals overlapped. So together, we probably insanely, given our other schedules, cooked up this idea of Dark Yonder. And at first, I was a little bit, well, what is neo-noir? And then as the stories poured in, and we got over 200 stories.
Did you say neo-noir when you were sending out, like, the call for submissions?
Yes.
Like,
Now, I will say, we were very specific about submission guidelines, and we still got just mountains of witches, warlocks, alternate fantasy, all that. People really love this escapist literature these days, which is, you know, kind of the opposite of what I see as neo-noir.
Right. So what is neo-noir for
Well,
you?
Probably has to, every woman have a different definition. And at its heart, I say what neo-noir is to me is your truth about life as you see it. For me, it is the opposite of escapism, as I said. You know, nowadays people sit around and they watch Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous and all the housewives of wherever, and they kind of are lost in these worlds of the rich and privileged. But the truth is that for the rest of us, there is no privilege. There is no money. There is no power that 1% of the people hold at all. And I see neo-noir as stories about the other 99%, including people that are often overlooked and not seen. And this is the reality of their lives. That doesn't mean it can't have humor. We have some hilarious stories in the first issue. But it's a very specific viewpoint of an author who wants to tell the truth and is driven to do so.
What makes it neo-noir? Because that also just seems like it describes noir for me, just in general.
I think it's to let people know that this is not, you know, some overweight PI in a bad jacket tramping the streets of Los Angeles in the rain looking for a drunken dame to whatever save and pull out of the gutter. It's not those cliches. It is more about modern life.
Gotcha. And like the feel of noir without like the dame walk into my bar.
Yeah, not all.
Exactly.
Honestly, not the sort of very, very male oriented.
Yes.
There's been a huge change over the last 20 to 30 years. And I've been in the writing world that long, kind of moving away and making room in noir for female voices. And we've got some really good stories in this issue by women writers.
Speaking with Katie Munger, again, great mystery author here in our area. Also now the co-editor of Dark Yonder, brand new literary journal that's just out with its first issue, neo-noir short stories co-edited with Eric Pruitt. So we'll get back to Dark Yonder in a second. Tell us about yourself for folks who don't know.
Oh, okay. Yes. I was raised in Raleigh, so I'm local. I spent a good chunk of my life living in New York City, which was an interesting experience. And then I moved back here about 25 years ago because I really missed the South. Mm-hmm. And I would say, oh, God, people in the South are so polite my friends in New York would say, oh, that's just a veneer. And I would say, I will take the veneer. That's good enough for me. So I moved back. I went to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill in the creative writing program. And I had as my professors and mentors some of the legendary people from over there, Marianne Ginger, Max Steele, Louis Rubin, Bill Hardy of radio, television, and motion picture area. It was a wonderful education, but I think the real education was probably living in New York City for 16 years. My life has been in different locations. I've certainly gone through different moods as an individual, and as a result, I have three very different mystery series that sort of mark the different eras in my life.
Including Hubbert and Lil, and you've got the brand new book out called Too Old to Die.
I do, and Hubbert and Lil was my very first series, and it's called a cozy, and that just means no profanity, no violence. You can give it to your grandma. She won't faint. It's rated G, you know.
Right, right.
Rated G. And I started writing that because it made me happy. It's a humorous book, and honestly, it's more humorous fiction than it is mystery.
And kind of fiction. A grandmotherly figure at the center.
Absolutely.
Of it
too, right? She was, when she debuted 30 years ago, she was 84. Because it's fiction, she's still 84.
She's still 84, yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, fiction.
She's had a wild year.
What her secret is, I don't know. And she has a 55-year-old nephew. And they're actually based on real people that I met in New York City that were just amazing and also a little frightening at times. And this time, though, what I did was, I think since a place is really important, and authenticity about setting is important. Mm-hmm. I can't pull off New York City now. I've been away too long. So I had them move down to a retirement community in a fictional town near Southern Pines. And what I didn't realize when I started was I spent 15 years of my life helping take care of my parents, and that involved working at assisted living places, rest homes, all manner of places for elder care. And boy, I had a lot of anger and frustration to work out.
Yeah.
And, you know, a murder at a retirement community and all the characters involved, I it was cheaper than a shrink. I got to really work out a lot of frustration in this book and make it humorous at the same time, which realigned my view of it. So I had fun writing the book, and usually when you have fun writing a book, there are at least some people who have fun reading it.
Speaking with Katie Munger, you can get more on her and on the books at katiemunger.com, K-A-T-Y, katiemunger.com. We're also talking about the brand new literary journal called Dark Yonder, which is short stories. First issue of that is just out. Where can people get it? Where can people find it?
I think the easiest thing is to go to darkyonder.online.
All right.
Not.com, but online, all one word. And at darkyonder.online, we've put the links to buy the paperback version or the ebook version right there on the front page. You can't miss it.
250 submissions. You had to choose 10. How did you do that?
Oh, we were going to choose 8 at first. And I hate telling people no. I want to encourage everybody to write, you know. But I talked Eric into adding 2 more. And we winnowed it down and probably had a finalist pool of about 20 or so. Eric and I agreed on a lot of them, and then we each had a favorite story that the other wasn't that much into, but
right.
We let each other put our favorite in. We have different tastes, which works, I think, very well, and also told us that when we did agree on books, there was definitely something about that story that made it special because we had both recognized it.
Is there a number 11? Was there like a last one that you...
Does ours go to 11? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. I mean, no, it doesn't. It goes to 10, but you wanted an 11,
yes,
right?
There was an 11. Yeah. It's funny you ask that. There was an 11 that I adored, and it involved Florida. Now, you know, if you're going to talk about neo-noir, you got to have Florida in there.
Right.
So what we did is we asked the author, could we consider that for issue 2? And there's a couple of the ones, you know, we may consider. It was an embarrassment of riches, you know. And I think we've got over 200 waiting for us in issue 2. So that's what I'll be doing for the next 2 months is reading those short stories.
So issue 1 is out. When is issue 2 coming out?
It's going to come out in April. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring it out a little bit earlier to coincide with a noir at the bar that's happening at Eric's Yonder Bar in Hillsboro.
Okay. Is it going to be quarterly or just
periodically?
Yes,
it'll be quarterly.
Or, okay.
It'll come out every quarter. And we kind of put a stopping point. We'll stop reading submissions for this issue coming up probably March 1st or so.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Katie Munger, darkyonder.online for more on the new literary journal. You can get the copy there. KatieMunger.com is Katie's website for more information on her. What's coming up for you besides spending 2 months reading 200 submissions?
Let's see. I've got a couple projects in the works. I'm working on an anthology of cozy short stories for Thalia Press with my writing business partner, Lisa McClendon. She's a writer from Montana. And I'm also working on a new Casey Jones book. Casey is my second series, and it takes place here around the Triangle. It's a female PI, and it's fun. It's probably rated PG, PG-13. And I've got that book ready to go. I'm in the middle of building it and outlining it. I call it the architecture of the book, and that is my very favorite part of the writing process.
I love it.
Is figuring out the pacing of the plot, the characters, what happens, what are the clues for the readers. And I'll probably let myself do that for another month or so before I dive in and start writing.
How do you write differently for a PG book versus a PG-13 versus a G?
I think I become the main character, the
okay.
main point of view, and I compartmentalize my life. I probably kind of have a compartmentalized personality, come to think, or multiple personalities, who knows. So I kind of just put the hat on and enter the world of that book. And I think I do a pretty good job of keeping the tone and the voice very separate in all three of my series.
KatieMunger.com is the website for more on Katie. All of the book series, including Hubbard and Lil. The new novel is Too Old to Die. The new journal is Dark Yonder, issue one out. You can find it online at darkyonder.online. Katie Munger, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you again for having me.